The Popstorian Podcast with Chris and Ben.
Wait a minute, you ain't heard nothing yet.
A date which will live in infamy.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Great power. Great responsibility.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Ben!
Is that you?
Yes.
It has been a minute, as you told me just before recording started. Basically, three years.
It's been 3 years since we put out an episode.
That's unbelievable to me. And now we're finally getting the band back together. But what have you been up to in the past 3 years?
Well, not much. I think when we put a pause on things, I was taking on a low to medium managerial job at my job, and I have since stepped down from that. I didn't like it. A lot of work, not a lot of perks. Yeah. And then my family has grown. I have 5 beautiful daughters now.
Three years ago. I feel like you've increased by at least 3 since the last time.
Yeah, I was going to say 3 years ago, I think we only had 2.
That's incredible. So you've grown and expanded your tribe. I have moved my tribe across an ocean. I'm in a different country now. I'm in Scotland. But we've also, Popstorian has grown in its own way. We've graduated to a video podcast. So if you're listening to this through, you know, your regular podcast app, you can also go follow us on YouTube and look up Popstorian on there, and you'll give us a subscribe and you can watch us as if anybody would want to do such a thing. I also noticed we're matching. We're wearing like a Popstorian uniform. Apparently it's blue with the pink name tags.
Yeah, we worked that out, I'm sure.
We're so well organized. So to kick off this new era in Popstorian history, I've selected a very special minisode discussion topic for us, Chris. So as we know, there's been big news lately about the mouse. And when I say the mouse, I mean Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse, of course, entered public domain in 2024 when we're recording this. And it's been a long time coming. The copyright laws kept on expanding to try to keep Mickey Mouse under the control of Disney Corporation. But now he's Steamboat Willie. And a couple other, Plain Crazy, I think, is the other Mickey Mouse short film, is now in the public domain, which means that version of Mickey Mouse is available for anybody to grab. And that means that you know, we're going to get a Mickey Mouse horror film, much like we did with Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey a couple years ago. So it's an exciting time. But my question for you, Chris, and our discussion topic today is what franchise would you most like to see in the public domain?
Oh, I was actually looking this up yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because I was thinking about my old friend Batman.
Yes.
He will be in the public. He'll be in the public domain in about, I think, 8 years.
Wow, that's so soon. Stop the podcast. This is Future Ben here with a tiny correction. Batman goes into the public domain in 2035 in the United States. So 11 years, not 8, as we said here. Just wanted to make that correction real quick. Now back to Chris and Ben in the past.
Yeah, so it was his first issue was in 1939, and I think is it 97 years after its initial publication? Is that U.S. law?
Something like that, 95, 97, close to that. Around there.
Anyway, so he's just around the corner, And then I was looking at Tarzan, and he's already in the public domain.
He is, yeah.
But he's been in the public domain for, I think, the last 12 years?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of looking forward to when Batman gets into the public domain. I'm kind of curious on what kind of background information we'll get. Like, will DC release, like, Bob Kane papers, or will we get a Bill Finger biography, you know? So I'm kind of excited about that in the next less than a decade.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the result, the immediate, like, result of that? Is there going to be, because somebody pointed out to me, with Mickey Mouse, there's already, because of the internet, there's already a huge culture of parodying and doing silly things with the Mickey Mouse brand that's kind of unlicensed and underground in a way.
Yeah.
So really the big thing that we're getting is, you know, the Steamboat Willie horror film. What do you think is going to be a cool thing that will happen with Batman if it's out there in the public domain for anyone to use?
I think we'll get an actual version of Snow White and the Dark Knight.
Ooh, this is for those who don't know. We had a episode a long time ago where Chris proposed a crossover between Snow White and the Dark Knight that I think was a result of playing with your dolls or your action figures.
They're not my dolls. They're my daughter's dolls.
And your daughter's dolls. Yes, you were playing with your daughters, and this inspiration struck you, Snow White and the Dark
Knight. Yeah.
It's one of our most popular episodes to this day.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes. Wow.
But yeah, so I think someone will find that episode, and they will, because Snow White's already in the public domain, obviously. So I think that will make a great crossover.
Yeah, I'm into that. Well, I'll see you in 8 years for our pop story production of Snow.
Hopefully that's like that's not the next time we record. Like 8 more years.
No, definitely.
Tune in.
Definitely not. I think for me, this may not even happen in my lifetime, but I would love for the Star Wars franchise to be in public domain. Because I feel like it's a sandbox where it's kind of like the universe and the rules. Like, I would love for more things to have lightsabers. Star Wars would be, you know, I would love to see more lightsabers in just different kinds of stories and see, you know, what people could do with the Star Wars franchise if they didn't have to worry about lawyers suing them. I think there's a lot of potential there, but you know, that may not happen in my lifetime because that started in 1977. It's a substantial amount of time, 100 years from that. So
50th is in 3 years.
Yes,
you've got, I mean, and you're in your 30s, so another 40, you'd be 80 something.
You know, if I should be so lucky, I'll be interested to see what that looks like. Or if anyone even cares about Star Wars at that point, depending on what the world looks like.
I don't know.
But maybe by that time, there will be, you know, a Star Wars Batman crossover. Because they'll be in the same universe.
Disney would have bought up the rights to Batman. And, all right, well, Disney just takes up the public domain.
Yeah,
be a Batman princess movie.
Disney loves to jump in on the public domain bandwagon anyway, because if you think about it, most of their, you know, major IP is derived from public domain.
That's true.
There's a lot of fairy tales. All the, there.
All the princesses.
The Lion King comes from Hamlet.
Yeah. And then you got the story of Atlantis. You got Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's, oh, yeah. All the princesses.
And Tarzan.
Tarzan, actually, yes, they came in. I think they grabbed it up like almost as soon as it came into like the public domain.
They were waiting on that.
I think so. I think they jumped on that one.
Which is ironic, given their, you know, their intense defense of their own intellectual property, that they're anxious to jump on the.
I can't blame them for that. That's their business. That's their business model, is to make those stories.
Yeah, it's true. Awesome. Well, I think we've recorded our first minisode in 3 years. Was that so hard? All we had to do was just do it. That's all there is.
Yeah.
So be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to us on YouTube, and we'd love to hear from you. If you leave us a comment, give us a shout. Our email address is popstorian@gmail.com. We're happy to hear from you, and thanks for watching and or listening to the Pop Storian podcast. Stop the podcast. This is Future Ben here with a tiny correction. Batman goes into the public domain in 2035 in the United States. So 11 years, not 8, as we said here. Just wanted to make that correction real quick. Now back to Chris and Ben in the past.